What's up, everybody? This is going to be our first 10-minute podcast. So, I got this idea today, actually, from Mark Bell and Mark Bell's PowerCast. It's one of the podcasts I listen to on a regular basis, but he got this thing started way back called the 10-minute walk. If any of you watch any of my Insta stories, follow me on Facebook, or even Snapchat, you'll see that I do at least 1, 2, 3 10-minute walks a day. I try to do one after I eat. I do one for sure every morning when I get home from my morning sessions at the gym. And then I try and do one at night when I get home from the gym. So I think a good way, something that I use that I didn't think of before, was to listen to something for 10 minutes of one of my podcasts while I was walking. And it makes the time go by a lot faster. I end up walking usually longer than 10 minutes, but I'm going to try and keep these at 10 minutes. So maybe, one, it gives me a chance to put out more content on a regular basis, because doing the podcast by myself, it's getting hard to put one out once a week with recording, editing, doing the artwork, all that stuff. It's a lot more labor intensive and time consuming than you would think. But doing it this way, I can record 10 minutes while I'm doing my walk, talk about some current topics, do some, maybe answer some questions. If I have someone with me on the walk, I could talk to them and maybe help you guys get out there and do your 10-minute walk. So 1 to 3 a day. So our first day, so I was thinking today on the drive home, you know, a lot of people hate their commute, and I have a pretty big commute. I commute about 30 miles each way to and from the gym. It's not traffic ever here in Arizona. Sometimes the people say there is, but I've lived in Chicago, and this is not traffic. Even if it's slow, it's still not really traffic. The only time there's any stoppage is because there's an accident or something. And so what I try to do, you know, I listen to my podcasts. I try and use the time in the car for something useful. But I also have some of my best ideas in the car. And I try to think about learning how to breathe better, you know, pushing your belly against the seat when you're breathing, be conscious of the breathing, try and reflect on the day, what I need to do tomorrow. I think my commute home is a lot better than my commute to the gym in the morning. I use the morning commute. Sometimes I don't put on any music or anything, and I just try and get my breathing going for the day. I have the windows rolled all the way down. Doesn't matter how cold it is outside. And I probably won't do that once it gets, you know, when it's over 100 for 24 straight hours here. But I do not mind my commute at all. I like to take what I do or what I think about, if it's anything creative, and I either record it or I get home and I write it down, or I even do a talk to text and I send myself a text message reminding me of some things that that I came up with on the drive. So that's something. I think it's a good way to take advantage of a commute that you may have, and also maybe get you out of the headspace of dreading your commute, you know. So maybe that'll help you get out of that and try to think of different ways that you can take advantage of some sort of a long commute. Today I started ramping up the training part of it all with, you know, picking up the volume and the intensity during my workouts. I am trying to get stronger. About 2.5 years ago, I was really concentrating on strength. I was the heaviest I've ever been in my life. I was about 245, and I was the strongest I'd ever been in my life. And I was deadlifting over 500, and I was squatting over 400, right around 450. But I just didn't feel great. As far as doing things athletically, I wasn't as athletic as I normally would be. My recovery wasn't great, and I just did not like the way it felt to be, I guess you could say, that strong, or body type and that strong at the same time. So I do want to work on my strength. Today I pulled the most I've ever pulled in about 2 years. By no means is it strong. So another reason I got discouraged with lifting heavy was because, I mean, you go on Instagram and social media and you get discouraged by seeing, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 people that are stronger than you, and it gets in your head and it fucks with your head. So, you know, I'm never going to pull 1,000. I'm never going to pull 600 probably. If I can get to 500 and stay at my current weight or maybe 5 or 10 pounds heavier, I'd be happy with that. Right now I'm around, I usually go to bed around 220, and I wake, maybe 225, 220 to 225, and I wake up around 215 to 217 every day. So today I pulled, I did 4 sets at 385 for 3, and then I did 2 sets at 405 for 2, and then I did 2 sets of 1 at 415. So I was happy with that. I feel good. My back feels good. Everything feels good. So I did some accessory stuff, but I'm going to pick up the pace with training right now. Or I shouldn't say pace, but pick up the intensity. So along with that and doing keto during the day and high carb at night, my sleep has been really good, and I really enjoyed getting 7.5 to 8 hours every day. I do longer on the weekends on purpose. I sleep between 8 and 9 hours on the weekend. You know, people that know me know this, but I've never really drank before. I never was into the drinking part of it, so going out on the weekends isn't something that I really need to do. I enjoy hanging out with my family and seeing friends when they come into town. I like going to dinner and movies and stuff, so it lets me get to bed fairly early. I mean, if I'm up to past 11, that's it's a late night, so I usually get to bed by 10. During the week, I try and be in bed by 9, asleep by 10, but yeah, sleep's really been helping. I feel a lot better. I like the weight I'm at right now. I'm going to try and lean up a little bit because I want to do a promo photo shoot for the gym business and stuff in May, end of May, right before we do Tough Mudder in June as a gym. If anybody's interested in doing the Tough Mudder with us as a gym, you can go to hybridfitclub.com/adventureteam and fill out the form there. And you know, we have a house in Tahoe. I can get us deals on rooms in Tahoe. It's really one of my most favorite places around, so I highly encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity. We're going to try and make it a yearly thing. It's super fun. It's not hard. And if you need help, you know, training for it, just let me know. I could put something together that is consistent with those adventure runs. Real quick, entertainment things. My buddy, client, and dude, one of honestly the nicest guys I've ever met as far as celebrity goes, Brian Callen, got his show picked up, so he now has his own sitcom he's starring in, and he will be I don't know when it comes out, but he got the green light today, so I'm super happy for him on that. Couldn't happen to a better guy. And I don't know if those of you that HBO, if you were into wrestling back in the 80s and 90s like a lot of us were, the documentary on Andre the Giant was absolutely phenomenal. It was sadder than I expected. It's really heartbreaking to know what that guy went through in his life. And he died at such a young age, I didn't even realize. He was only, I think, 46 or 47 when he died. Thought he was well older than, much older than that, but just crazy. So I highly recommend going and checking that out. It's simple. It's on HBO, HBO Go. It's the Andre the Giant documentary. It came out last week. Fantastic. So that's going to probably do it for this 10-minute podcast. Hopefully you get a little bit out of it. Please keep listening. Check back in. I'm going to try and do at least 2 a week, maybe even more. But yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. Thanks for listening. We will have a full-length episode by the end of the week. It's going to be all geared around sleep. And as always, you can find us on all social medias at Kevin Bay HFC or at Hybrid Fit Club. Also, the website is www.hybridfitclub.com. You can email me at Kevin Bay at Hybrid Fit Club. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you later. See you.